From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Thursday, by a vote of 54-45, the U.S. Senate confirmed Gina Haspel as the Central Intelligence Agency's first female director. It ends a tumultuous nomination process in which lawmakers revisited the CIA's past interrogation practices. AP White House correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Gina Haspel's confirmation process revived one of the CIA's darkest periods, since she supervised a post-9/11 covert site where terror detainees were harshly interrogated. Opponents said that made her unfit to run the agency.
The ayes are 54. The nays are 45.
The vote split both parties, with six Democrats joining all but two Republicans in confirming Haspel. John McCain was absent as he battles brain cancer at home, but had said Haspel disqualified herself by refusing to say torture is immoral. She did pledge a CIA under her leadership would not reinstate a torture program. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. President Donald Trump is making predictions about North Korea if it gives up its nuclear weapons program.
That model would take place if we don't make a deal, most likely. But if we make a deal, I think Kim Jong-un is going to be very, very happy. I really believe he's going to be very happy.
The president, in fresh remarks Thursday, surmised that a change of tone this week by North Korea about the planned Trump-Kim June 12th summit in Singapore could be the result of a recent second meeting between Kim and Chinese President Xi Jinping. If the summit is scrapped, he says, we go to the next thing, according to President Trump. He says planning discussions continue between U.S. and North Korean officials who are behaving like nothing happened. This is VOA News.